This is Dr. Leung. The Dean's information last name is B-E-N-T. Again, B-E-N-T. First name is Edward. This is date of service is November 16, 2023. Date of service is November 16, 2023. Date of birth is April 8, 1954. Next verification tells me that he was involved in several traumatic brain injury. Initially, the first injury was in 1972. Common one patient was in Cam Buckner, B-U-C-K-N-E-R, in West Point. Patient tells me that there was suddenly a bomb explosion. Patient tells me the bomb explosion shockwave knocked him off and then it caused him to have had injury. A patient was not able to remember anything after that. He tells me that he had an amnesia. He does not remember anything after that. Patient thing he hit the head pretty severely. The second episode was in 1974 when he was in a parachuting exercise. And he landed a comma. Very hard. He tells me when he landed, that time I hit his head on the back of the head. There was a full force pulling him back from the riser. Patient tells me it hurt the head against the head at the ground. Patient tells me that immediately headache, confusion, disorientation. Patient tells me that he was confused afterwards. The third episode was in, he was in the army boxing come in 1976. A patient tells me that he got knocked out during that boxing match. It was a championship boxing match in Oklahoma. Patient tells me that he was completely out of consciousness. When he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. His eyes got all black and blue. Patient also tells me that he was in a motor vehicle accident in August of 1978. Patient tells me that it was a severe injury. Patient tells me he hit his head and he had confusion, disorientation after that. He also said significant headaches. Next patient tells me that he has significant brain fog right now. The brain fog is affecting him every day. He has got poor memory. He does not remember what happened to him. He would misplace things a lot. Patient is not able to concentrate and focus. Patient would misplace a lot of things. He also have headaches a lot. The headache is almost every day basis. Patient also feels sleepy, excessive daytime sleepiness. His memory loss is both short-term and long-term. A patient tells me he feels anxiety and depressed. He feels that he's tired all the time. Next patient is currently not working. He's retired. This marks the identification. Next patient last name is MCCULLAH. Again, MCCULLAH. First name is David. The date of visit is November 16, 2023. Date of birth is November 11, 1947. Next paragraph, referring physician is Salinas Valley State Prison. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, Parkinson's disease. Next one, history present known as patients, the history of Parkinson's disease. Patient has been taking carbidopa, levodopa. However, patient is still having significant tremors and shaking in the hands mostly. His right hand is having more tremors than the left. Patient's gait is very unsteady. Patient tells me that he has fallen. Patient is telling me that he's using a walker, which helps him a little, but not significantly. Patient tells me that his memories are also very poor. Patient's not able to remember a lot of things. His memory loss is short-term memory loss. Patient tells me that he's taking the medications, carbidopa, levodopa, every day, three times a day. Patient has any stomach upset and nausea. Fast medical history. Parkinson's disease. Asthma, next number, antisocial personality disorder, Barrett's esophagitis, CAD, GERD, hypertension, hypothyroidism, schizoaffective disorder, type 2 diabetes, vocal cord weakness, next to Gergova, current medication, olanzapine, atorvastatin, carbidopa, levodopa, 25/250 mg, 2 tablets, 3 times a day, and ticapone, 200 mg, 1 pill, 3 times a day, Duonab, Patient also tells me that he's taking Seroquel 50 milligrams at night to help him fall asleep. Next paragraph, a neurological examination, mental status examination, patient is a well covered. The first of patient knows this is 2023 November. First of all, he does not know the exact date. First of all, patient thinks he's in Stockton, California. First of all, patient actually is in Salinas Valley prison in California. First of all, patient knows the name of the president of the United States is Biden. First of all, patient knows the next holiday is Christmas. The next paragraph, a cranial nerve examination, patient's monotonous voice. The first type of patient has mask face. The first type of patient has decreased in eye blinking frequency. First type of extraocular motor intact. Next one, motor examination, patient has a resting tremors come on both hands. Come on the right hand worse than the left. The first type of patient has mild cogwheel rigidity. First type of patient has bradykinesia. First type of motor strength is 4 plus out of 5 bilaterally, symmetrically. First type of next type of gait examination, patient is unsteady and shuffling. For stomach sort of impression, Parkinson's disease. For stomach, patient is taking carbidopa, levodopa, and also entecapone. For stomach, patient tells me that he is still having a lot of tremors, and kind of mostly resting tremors. So for stomach impression, number two, Parkinson's disease related dementia. For stomach recommendation, explain the patient to be above diagnosis. Next number, recommend add the patient a amantadine, 100 milligrams once in the morning, comma, for Parkinson's disease. And for stomach number, recommend patient continue to take carbidopa, levodopa, 25/250 milligrams, comma, 2 pills, 3 times a day. For stomach disorder, continue entecapone, 200 milligrams, 3 times a day. Next summer, patient tells me that he was taking Seroquel for insomnia. First, I recommend patient that do not take Seroquel for insomnia, comma, because that would exacerbate the Parkinson's disease symptoms. So first, next summer, the olanzapine may also cause more Parkinson's disease symptoms. So first, Parkinson's disease symptoms. So first up, minimize the olanzapine, comma, if possible. First up, next number, a patient is having a revestigning patch, a comma 4.6 milligrams per day, a comma for the dementia. First up, recommend patient continue to do that. So first number, explain to patient comma side effects from these medications. Next number, recommend patient follow with me in 3 months. So first up, and it's just from sodium adaptation. Next patient, last name is Blackwell, B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L. First name is Jonathan. Date of visit is November 9, 2023. Date of birth is November 18, 1980. Referring physician is California State Prison, comma, Sacramento. And next we have a chief complaint of seizure disorder. Next we have history present in this patient, a 42-year-old male, comma, chief complaint of seizure disorder. First up, patient tells me that he's been on seizure medications for the last 5 years. So first up, however, in April 2023, comma, he's dying of started to have seizures again. First up, a patient tells me that he had back-to-back seizures 3 times in a row. First up, patient tells me that he was convulsing, comma, and fall back. First up, patient was arm jerking. First up, patient has eyes rolling back. First up, patient has urinary incontinence. First up, patient was brought to the emergency room. First up, patient was evaluated with a brain MRI, which was reportedly to be normal, according to the patient. First up, patient currently taking a Keppra, 750 milligrams twice a day. First up, he tells me that when he takes Keppra, comma, his seizures frequency is less frequent. So first up, next paragraph. Diagnostic test and EEG study was performed today. First up, it shows that it is a normal study today. First up, but there's no epileptic forms. There's no epileptic form discharges today. First up, there's no spike in waves activity. So first up, however, a single normal EEG study does not rule out underlying seizure disorder. First up, next recommendation, likely seizure disorder. First up, a patient had back-to-back seizures 3 times in April of 2023. First up, I suspect that he has a true epileptic seizure disorder. First up, a patient was seen at the hospital, comma, patient had brain MRI done already twice in the hospital, comma. A patient tells me that the brain MRI were normal and did not show any structural lesions at first open. Next paragraph. A patient has been taking Keppra for several days and has been helping him with the seizures at first open. Next recommendation, explain to patient if people have diagnosis. Next of all, recommendation to increase the Keppra dosage from 750 milligrams twice a day to 1,000 milligrams twice a day, come up for better seizure prevention for first open. First up, patient tells me that he's taking, increase the Keppra dosage from 500 milligrams twice a day to 750 milligrams twice a day. First up, patient tells me that he's taking Keppra 500 milligrams twice a day now. First up, I think a little higher dosage may help him to prevent these seizures. First up, next up, explain to patient common side effects. Next up, if he continues to have seizures, come up, may increase the Keppra to 1,000 milligrams twice a day. First up, next up. This marks genotypation.